Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Starlight Tarot. This is going to be a daily spirit message from the ancestors. We're just going to see what messages the ancestors have for us today on our spiritual path and journey. Moving forward, progressing forward. Let's see what messages they have for us. On this spiritual path and journey. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what they have to say during this time. So let's get a good shuffle. One second, y'all. Trying to get all the cards to be straight. Okay, let's see what messages the ancestors have for us today. Okay, so the Two of Wands, okay. So this is about a path, choosing a path. We may want to get more structured or find a creative way to redefine and reshape our lives, starting with our own personal worlds and, you know, our perception of that. It's time to get creative, or it's time to really set a goal and attach boundaries to that. What is the Two of Wands? Messages from the ancestors. Working with the law of correspondence. So this has a lot to do with self-love. The Lovers came out. So we are taking a deeper look at our reflection and what we project out onto the world. And ultimately how we attract those beings that we love. I'm getting a new job enterprise is going to be emotionally satisfying. A new job enterprise is going to be emotionally satisfying. It's time to start loving on ourselves. You know, find some self-love within. And with everything that we do, just, you know, use that affirmation. I love myself. I am capable, you know, to do the things that my soul desires, that my heart sets out to do. So you're following your heart. So So someone is going to be following their heart. You're going to be following your heart in these next upcoming months or weeks or days even. I'm getting you need to make a decision about where you want to go and where is your heart guiding you? Where is your heart leading you? Okay, with the lovers, you know, it could be the... Okay, so I'm getting a lot of downloads right now. So this path that you're on with the Two of Wands, this could be leading you... This path could be leading you towards something through a business plan or through a new job enterprise. It could be leading you towards someone that could be your soulmate. And you two end up working together or embarking on a new creative endeavor that involves love. What is the lovers? The King of Pentacles, okay. So an investment plan, okay. Investing into each other. Because you've invested into yourself, you've taken that step forward to do that with the Two of Wands. There was a lot of planning and preparation involved. You put some money aside, and now you can put out. You can invest. You could be on your way to becoming a puppeteer. Or where you are involved in the activities of public relations. Where you connect, you socialize, you network, and this new business venture ends up being something that you really love to do, and you're working with someone that you genuinely have love for. This is agape love. That's the highest and the purest vibration of love. There is agape. And so I feel like it is with this that you begin to set an example between you and your person, what love, what God has intended love to be. So now you are being an example for others for what God has intended love to be in the world. And this is why you love what you do so much. If you've been feeling love around you or this energy, it's because of the path that you are embarking on at this time. Okay, this is Gemini energy. You could be dealing with a Gemini. Okay, so you know, Gemini is the house of sharing and communications, distributions, generosity, okay, and transportation. So there's movement involved, there's action. Okay, you won't just be sitting still, you'll be traveling. Okay, what is the King of Pentacles? What is the King of Pentacles? The Four of Swords. So you may need to, in your pursuits, you may need to take, you may need to have adequate rest for your daily activities. The ancestors are saying to take a break, take a rest when you need to. Don't overwork yourself. What is the Four of Swords? The the Death card. This path that you're on is implying great change and sacrifice. And you need to be prepared to make that sacrifice. What is it that you have to offer? And what are you giving of yourself, you know, this time around? Especially if it's love that you want to enter into your life, or if it's money, or even more comfortability. Sometimes you have to make a sacrifice or let something go or cut something off. And sometimes that involves a lot of work with the Ten of Wands. But it's a burden that you are able to manage and handle, because nobody else can carry your burden but you. You have your own cross to bear. And God would never put more on you than you could bear. So I feel like you can handle it. I feel like you can definitely handle it. You need to start planting new seeds with the Seven of Pentacles and grounding yourself. You know, maybe even getting more out in nature and putting your hands in the dirt, putting your feet on concrete or on the ground. It's a rooting exercise for you to do. Because I feel like you're going to need it if you're going to be traveling and moving around a lot. With the Knight of Cups coming out, I feel like this is a sign to be more diligent with yourselves in the process. Because everything is a process, so there's a need for you to trust the process. I'm getting a download right now. And it's a little muffled, but it's trying to come through. There's a need to organize your assets. Okay, because you want to have your shit together, period. But with this Knight of Cups, what is this Knight of Cups? Because this is a gesture. This is a gesture being made. This is an offer. Okay, but I feel like this is your energy. I feel like this is you. This is a very sensitive time, because I feel like, you know, at this time, you're trying to get all your stuff together, and there's a need to be very precise and diligent, and in the way you go about it, very meticulous. I feel like you want to have an easy hand on, you know, whatever project you're doing, because I feel like it means a lot to you. So there's a lot of emotion involved. But I feel like for some of you, this is your first time really having an emotional attachment to something that involves work. You know, I'm getting work here, career, finance, you know. And so it's a little new for you. So you're going to, you know, be a bit more sensitive, a bit more timid when, you know, first walking through that door, because you don't know what's on the other side of that door, you know. But you're going in with a brave heart, you know. You're going in with a brave heart, and you're like, you know, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna put my all into this. And prayerfully, I will get the emotional satisfaction I'm looking for, because that's what I'm getting here in this reading. A lot of y'all are looking for emotional satisfaction, and you're going to have to cut something off or leave something behind in order to get that, you know, especially if this is, you know, a new project, creative endeavor or business venture, you know. So what is the Knight of Cups? The Ace of Swords. So yes. Okay, so I'm hearing you got the golden ticket. This is definitely a pass for you. You know how where they say some exclusions may apply. You know, there is some exclusivity to this with you, where you're going to be the only one who's able to do something. And probably because you're the only person that knows how to do it or that can do it. You know, you have a specific skill that people need within this job criteria, whatever it is, whatever it may be. And you're being selected for the role and position. So you're going to get handed what you deserve with the Six of Pentacles. And somebody may even slide you something under the table with the Seven of Swords, you know. But I think you should just be thankful and show gratitude for this, because, you know, you've been chosen. And who knows who else may have wanted to be recognized the way you are. And so I'm going to finish off this spread with some more messages. Let me just straighten up the deck really fast. Yeah, so I think it's a time to be involved. You know, I think some of us here want to be involved. I think you want to be involved. And I think you have your heart set out on a certain goal or a certain dream that in all actuality you've actually been designed to fulfill. It's in your nature to do whatever is, you know, coming among you to conquer. And I say that with an element of righteousness within it, because it involves you finally putting your gifts, skills, and talents to use in a way that you've never had before. And that's something that the people want right now. That's something that people want in general, because it shows that you can be yourself and get what you want, you know, at the same time. So let's see what messages the ancestors, what other messages the ancestors have for you. The Lovers is coming out again. So that's a confirmation. That is a confirmation. Okay, so pretty much I feel like love could possibly be in the air. Love is definitely in the air. But I feel like this has a lot to do with what you have love for. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be romantic, you know, or it doesn't have to, you know, be romance. This is about what you have love for. Maybe some of you, you know, may not be totally sure what it is you truly have love for and what your heart yearns for with the Seven of Cups coming out. But you're going to gain clarity. I see somebody walking out of, no, because it's interesting. I see somebody walking out of this Seven of Cups, you know, out of like this clouded, this space, you know, where it's cloudy. I see somebody walking out like they are the Ace of Swords. Like they are the truth. They are the light. And I feel like it's, it's like they've gained clarity within themselves. You mean this whole time, you know, I didn't know that there were others like me. I didn't know that there were others that could love like me. You know, I didn't know others love a lot of the same things that I love. And it just, it makes you want to love the other person. You know, it's just, this is agape love. And it's natural, it's pure, and it's organic. And it stems from a genuine, you know, place. You know, it's essential. You know, this is a human need that a lot of humans overlook because it comes with the perception and perspective of it not, you know, there's this attachment, but whew, I'm getting downloads, y'all. I'm trying to find the right way to explain this, but it comes with, you know, with the perception and perspective of detachment, where it's like, well, how do I get this? How do I get this love? You know, where can I find it? But it's within you. And that's where the clarity comes in at. That's why I see the lovers, the people in the lovers walking out of the Seven of Cups energy with clarity, you know, with, you know, assurance within themselves, because they realize that that fulfillment that they search for in things external from themselves is actually inside, and it is them truly. So I'm gonna get an overall energy. I'm gonna get an overall energy for this reading. So I think once you've discovered that, because I feel like that's a part of the self-discovery, once you've discovered that, that's when everything you do and put your heart into becomes emotionally satisfying. And it feels as though love is in everything, because you realize that love is within yourself, and that's where you find it first. And so that's why when you start working and you embark on these creative endeavors, job, you know, these job enterprises, these business ventures, these spiritual paths and journey, that's why you'll feel the love. And so that's why I feel like, you know, the lovers is showing face at this time, because that's the time that we're in. You know, this is agape love. What is the overall energy for this spread? The Hangman. So this has to do with, this is a pause. This is a slight pause from, this is a light bulb being turned on. This is enlightenment, you know. So this is becoming totally self-aware of yourself and others around you and how they make you feel. This is a very sensitive time, so emotions are high at this time, and you begin to see the little things in between the cracks and crevices of this clouded element that, you know, may have held you back from understanding or perceiving and feeling this agape love. So you begin to preserve. You begin to preserve because not everybody is going to understand this love. This love is very unique, and it's the highest vibration. You know, it's the highest and purest vibration of love. Love is the highest vibration, and so it could repel others away and keep some close, but either way, it can be used as a tool for unification. And this gets deep because that could involve even, you know, sex. You know, when you're in a relationship with your spouse or your person, where it just feels like you have a table set for you, because the Nine of Cups just came out. So it's like you have a table set for you, and it's almost like you're being catered to, but by what? By love. Because love will do the things that we cannot do to be satisfied. And it's a life force of its own. And so when we just take a moment to, I feel, understand that and recognize that, that's when life seems like it gets a lot simpler. Life gets a lot simpler, and it feels like we then have it all just from this agape love. You know, it's like feeling favored, you know. I'm getting too that it's good to have a benevolent spirit, because you will receive love tenfold if you are. That's a message from the ancestors. Some people are preparing for, evil, and that's when you make these sacrificial offerings to the Orishas for the things that you want, for the things that your heart yearns for. Now, that's only for some people that, you know, practice Santeria, Lukumi, Isheshe. I hope I'm saying it correctly, but that's, you know, but I'm picking that up, you know, heavily right now, that it's time to make those sacrificial offerings. And it's time to make those sacrificial offerings and put into perspective what love looks like for you. But don't attach yourself to it. Just let it flow. Let it be natural. Let it be organic. You know, let it be what it needs to be for the purpose of it. For your purpose, and you will see that things will begin to flow easily to you, and you will receive back what you offer up, and you just have to keep the faith, have faith, and continue to move forward. So that's the message that I have. That's the ancestral message that I have for you today. I'm sending you so much love, light, peace, and healing energy. I'm sending you so much love and light. Thank you for tuning into Starlight Tarot. Mwah. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into Starlight Tarot at this time and at this hour. I'm sending everyone so much love, light, peace, and healing energy. I've been receiving these downloads from the ancestors all morning, and I just got a quick message that I'm going to deliver. It's going to be brief, a brief reading. I pulled out the Hermit and the Nine of Pentacles, and automatically the message that I received from the ancestors was to take your place in the world. You have a lot of light. And you have a glow. Your ashe is powerful. So you need to take your place and play your role in the world. The magician is coming out. The time is now. Don't hold back. But at the same time, you want to preserve your energy and hone your energy. You want to know where and how to direct your energy. You know, you want to direct your energy to the right places. In regards to also manifesting what you want, how are you manifesting yourself? Like, what new qualities and attributes are you manifesting within yourself to create the world that you want for yourself around you? What does that look like to you? And I continue to get this message from the ancestors about redefining and reshaping our worlds, you know, in the pursuit of our happiness. What is the magician? What is the magician? Because I see someone here with the Hermit and the Nine of Pentacles and the Magician. I see someone here leveling up. I see someone here elevating, probably getting promotions. Okay, reaching a peak. Reaching a peak of success. What is the Magician? The Hierophant. Okay. So this is a higher power. So I feel like for a lot of you here, there is a higher power that is extending a helping hand or extending their energy towards you to help you move forward on your spiritual path and journey. And I feel like it's because of your increasing focus on what you want, on what you've been manifesting. What is the Hierophant? The Four of Swords. So I think that it is imperative, this is from the ancestors, I think that it is imperative that you rest, because when it's time for you to exert your power, and when it's time for you to exert your energy where it needs to go, it can pull a lot out of you. And so you need to rest. You need to take the time out now to rest, or when you have time to rest, so that you don't overexert your energy. You know, you're working with Source. And so there needs to be a balance between your sleep and your waking life. There needs to be a balance between the two. What is the Four of Swords? The Ace of Swords. Because with that rest, with that sleep, you're going to gain clarity. You're going to discover something new. Something that maybe you battle with internally with the Five of Wands. Right now, thank you, ancestors. Right now, what's happening is that you are rediscovering yourself. And so your belief system may be being swayed or shaken, but if you have a foundation that you grew, that you were raised upon, use that foundation. Like, so if, for example, if you were raised Jewish, or if you were raised Christian, or if you were raised Muslim, use that foundation from your upbringing to ground you and root you so that you don't sway when your belief system is shaken. Because that's going to help you when it comes to processing new information that you never knew before, or you know, new information that you're learning. So what is the Ace of Swords? The Two of Wands. So also with this new path of self-discovery, you're going to learn clearly about, you're going to learn more clearly about the necessities you need to move forward on this path, which means the tools, okay? But you are going to be given the tools, okay? You are going to receive some form of guidance from a higher power or from an elder, okay? Now, you're going to need to be assertive and have a backbone with the Strength card showing face. because you don't want to be manipulated or bamboozled in any sort of way. You also don't want to be scammed. You don't want to be scammed, so you need to assert yourself in a way that makes another person give you enough respect to be honest with you. And I think this is the path that you're going down right now with the Ace of Swords and the Two of Wands. Okay, so this is just a brief message that I wanted to relate to you from the ancestors. I'm going to get the overall energy for this spread. The Tower. So I feel like you're going to go through, you're going to go through this massive self-revelation, because for some of you, you've been evasive with the Hermit card for a very long time. And now the universe is calling you to step into your true divinity that I feel is going to create a more lucid world for you, because it's like once you wake up, you cannot go back to sleep. Once you wake up, you cannot go back to sleep. And it's enlightening. It's a massive light bulb moment. And I feel like it comes with study, learning, education, and knowledge of self. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to know or study the occult or, you know, have a spiritually based practice or anything of the spiritual aspect, but it's standing firmly on what you believe in and allowing the energy from that to motivate you on this path. So that's the message that I have from the ancestors at this time. Remember to ground yourself. Remember to stay rooted. And to continue connecting with Source, because it's going to help you. Excuse me, I just burped. It's going to help you along your spiritual path and journey. So I'm sending everyone so much love, light, peace, and healing energy. Thank you for tuning in to Starlight Tarot. Love and light. Mwah.